Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Out the checkbook yet?
Yeah, almost. Dear, what's this entry here? The stub says 869, but no check came back from the bank.
Well, I couldn't get the checkbook to balance, so I wrote a check for 869 and then tore it up.
You know, dear, they could use you in Washington.
Thank you.
Do we have any books with worms in them?
Books with worms?
Yeah. We gotta bring pictures of animals to school for science. Some guys got butterflies. Other guys got lizards, and Arlo got worms.
Well, you and your father look for worms. I'm going to go read the paper.
Try the encyclopedia, Beaver.
Okay, Dad. What are you doing, Dad?
Oh, I'm just going over the checkbook and paying some of last month's bills. Here's the gas bill and the light bill and last month's gasoline bill.
Gee, Dad, that's not fair.
What's not fair?
Well, that's just all used up, and now you gotta pay for it.
Well, it's too bad, but that's the way it works. They always send out their bills on the first of the following month.
Wouldn't it be a lot easier to pay real money when you bought the stuff?
No, it wouldn't, Beaver, because that way you wouldn't have any record. I mean, you wouldn't have any reminder of what you spent for this and what you spent for that.
Boy, if I had to spend all the money you had to spend, I wouldn't want anyone reminding me of it.
You have a point there, Beaver. But anyway, checks are just like real money.
You mean you can just keep writing them till you write out checks?
No, you can just keep writing them until you run out of money.
Yeah. I thought it was too good to work the other way. Big people worry a lot about money, don't they?
Yeah, I guess everyone does. Unless they're millionaires.
You're not a millionaire, are you, Dad?
No, Beaver, I'm not.
If you keep working, will you be a millionaire?
No, I'm afraid not, son.
Why not?
Well, I guess I just haven't found the secret, Beaver.
Oh. Well, I found my worms.
What?
Well, Dad.
Thought you might like a cup of coffee.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Beaver, come on. Now, you run upstairs and stop bothering your father.
Okay, Mom.
He wanted to know when I was going to become a millionaire.
Well, I'd like to know that, too.
Now, why don't you run upstairs and not bother me?
You know, Wally, I wouldn't want to be a worm.
How come?
If I was a worm, I'd have to live in the ground and wiggle to get any place, and eat dirt, and I'd probably end up on a fish hook.
Don't tell me your troubles. I got homework to do.
Well, I can't help it. I just feel sorry for worms, that's all. I feel sorry for Dad, too.
How come all of a sudden you're feeling sorry for Dad?
Well, because he's downstairs paying bills and worrying about money.
Oh, sure, that's what a father's for. He's got to go to work and make the money and pay the rent and buy the food and raise the children, all that.
Yeah, that's tougher than being a worm.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know what I wish, Wally?
Yeah, you wish you were a worm again.
No, I wish I was out in the backyard digging, and all of a sudden, oil would shoot up, and then there'd be an oil out in the backyard, and Dad'd be a millionaire.
Now, cut it out, Beaver. They don't have any oil around here. They all got it down in Texas.
How come they got it all down there?
I don't know. I guess it'll be near the millionaires. Look, how come you're always making up this crazy good stuff that could never happen?
Well, gee. Well, if I'm going to make up good stuff, I might as well make up the best kind of stuff.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hi there, Wally. How's track practice?
Okay, I guess. Lumpy Rutherford fainted. What did I have for supper?
Lumpy fainted?
Yeah. He was warming up to throw the discus, and he spun around three times and fell over.
Polly, that's terrible.
Nah, he does it all the time. He gets dizzy. Hey, is Beaver home yet?
Well, he came home, then he went downtown with Whitey Whitney. Beaver wants to buy a book.
Oh, yeah? Another one of those worm books for school?
No. He mentioned some book about Red River.
Oh, yeah. He must be going to get another one of those Red River Sam books.
Red River Sam?
Yeah. That's a kid who travels around with a bunch of real cowboys and has adventures. They got a Red River Sam in Wyoming and a Red River Sam in Arizona. The people told me they just came out with a Red River Sam in Hawaii.
Sounds like a Waikiki Western.
Huh?
A Waikiki Western.
Oh, yeah, I guess so, Mom.
Bookstore's right down here, Whitey.
Yeah. How many Red River Sam books do you have, Beaver?
I got 9. I had 11, but I loaned a couple to a guy who had the measles. My mom will let me get them back.
That's a real neat book.
Monster on the Moon.
Did you read it, Woody? Sure. The monster is 5 miles tall. He's immortal. And when he comes down to Earth, even the president hides.
Nah, I'm sticking to Red River Sam. You ought to read those books, Whitey. The nearest one I ever had was Red River Sam in Mexico. He went down there and he discovered this whole lost city. When it was all made out of gold and they were walking on it and was built by the Aztecs. Aztecs? Are they those jungle ants that eat the meat off guys? No. Aztecs are people. They built the whole place.
Gee, that's the neatest book I ever heard of. Will you give me the lend of it?
I can't. That's why I loaned to the guy with the measles.
Hey, Beaver, look at that book. How I made $1 million in my spare time.
Yeah, that sure is neat.
Yeah, think how much you could have made if you'd have worked at it all the time.
Yeah. Hey, there's another one. How I became a millionaire in 12 months.
How I turned 5,000 into 5 million.
Well, I never knew it was this easy to become a millionaire. I want to buy one of these books.
I don't think they let kids be millionaires.
No, I'm going to buy it for my father.
But what about Red River Sam?
Gee, when my father becomes a millionaire, I can go to Mexico and find my own city of gold. Come on, Woody.
Evening, dear.
Hi. How are things at the office?
Same as usual.
That's a shame. Beaver's waiting to see you in the den.
Oh, June, I just got home. I had a hard day at the office. Now, do I have to go right in there and start scolding him about something?
No, he did something very nice. He went downtown and he came home with a present for you.
Present? What is it?
Well, I don't know, but you make a big fuss over it because he used the money he was going to spend on one of his adventure books.
He did, huh?
This is a big day in your life. You finally become a bigger man than Red River Sam.
It's a big day in any father's life. Oh, hi, Beef.
Oh, hi, Dad. I have a present for you that I hope it'll stop you from worrying.
Well, thank you, Beaver. Yeah, let's see here. It's very nice of you. What's the book?
Yes, sir.
How I Became a Millionaire in 12 Months.
$2.98. That's a whole dollar more than the Red River Sam book.
Yes, well, that's very nice of you, Beaver. That's a lot of money to spend on your father.
Well, if you want it, you can pay me back after you become a millionaire.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's have a look at it here. How to plan an investment program. How to buy on margin. My first 100,000. Well, it certainly sounds simple.
You do like the book, don't you, Dad?
Oh, sure I do, Beef. The only thing is, I'm not at all sure that just reading this book is going to make me a millionaire.
Well, sure. Just look at the guy in the back of the book who wrote it. You look a whole lot smarter than him.
Yes, well, thank you, Beaver. You certainly have a lot of faith in your father.
Sure, Dad. The man in the bookstore said this guy really did make $1 million.
And when he started out, he just drove a taxi cab.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what, Beaver. I'll read it, and I'll do the best I can. How's that?
That'd be neat, Dad.
Yes, sir. I'm going to give this book an honored place in my library. Oh, say, Beav, I think you better get washed up. It's almost time for supper.
Okay, Dad.
Yeah, and thanks again.
Well, that's okay, Dad.
What was the present?
This.
Does he really think you can do it?
I guess so. After all, I look a lot smarter than the guy who wrote it, don't I?
Yes. Hi, let's face it, he's the one with a million. You aren't reading that whole book, are you?
No, I'm just skimming through it. I read the last chapter first, see how it came out. This cab driver really did make $1 million in 12 months.
How do we start?
Well, let's see. You take $500 and you buy an option on a $10,000 lot for 30 days.
Why do we do that?
Well, because you know a big manufacturing company needs it for an employee's parking area.
Well, doesn't the man that owned the lot know that?
He's in Europe and he doesn't know what's going on. And then you take your profits from that deal and you buy 1,000 acres of farmland 200 miles from the nearest city. The next day the army buys it for an airfield.
Suppose you buy the 1,000 acres and then the army doesn't want it for an airfield.
Well, I guess you're back to driving a cab.
Well, it looks like Beaver really wants you to be a millionaire.
Oh, he does today, but you know how boys his age are. They want their father to be something different every week. I remember when I was about his age, I once had hopes that my father would be a test pilot.
Did you ever mention it to him?
No. One cold morning, I watched him spend half an hour trying to start our old Hupmobile. I realized he'd never be another Jimmy Doolittle. Well, see you later, dear. Oh, put this somewhere for me, will you?
All right. Bye, honey.
I picked up your shoes at the shoemaker's for you.
Thank you, Wally. I was afraid you might forget them.
Hey, Mom, don't your feet get cold with the heels and the toes out of the shoes?
Well, sometimes, but it's the latest style.
Yeah. I guess it being the style is more important than being comfortable, huh?
Yeah, I guess it is.
Can you clean out the closet, huh?
No, I'm doing it myself.
How come?
I'm picking out clothes to give to the poor kids when Dad becomes a millionaire.
What do you mean when Dad's a millionaire?
Sure. I gave him a book on how to be one, and in 12 months we're all going to be rich.
Look, Beaver, why don't you stop dreaming for once, huh? Dad can't be a millionaire just because you gave him some dumb book.
It costs $2.98. It's not a dumb book.
Well, sure it is. If you could be a millionaire just by reading a book, the whole world would be crawling with millionaires.
So?
So who would the millionaire shove around?
I don't know that. But if the guy in the book could do it, Dad could do it.
Look, Beaver, just because the guy in the book can do it, that doesn't mean Dad can do it.
Now you're saying Dad's dumb.
I am not.
Sure you are. You're saying that he's dumber than the guy who wrote the book, and the guy who wrote the book made $1 million.
Well, how do you know he did?
Because it says so on the cover.
Beaver, if you had $1 million, would you sit around wasting your time writing books?
Well, maybe the guy wants to help poor people.
If he wants to help the poor people, how come he's charging them $3 a copy?
You just don't want Dad to be a millionaire? Well, it kind of was my idea.
I know what you are, Beaver. You're a dumb little kid.
It's better than being a dumb big kid like you. Rat, rat! Rat!
Beaver, what was all that yelling about upstairs?
Search me, Mom.
I didn't hear anything.
Beaver, is there something wrong?
Well, gee, no, Mom. Could I have something to eat?
Well, I think you'll find some cookies in the cookie drawer.
Thanks, Mom. In Dad's library.
Oh, Ward, I'm glad you're home. Do you see Beaver down the street anywhere?
No, why?
Well, he was here, and then about 2 hours ago, he disappeared, and I'm worried about him.
Gee, Mom, he's not in the attic, and he's not in the cellar. I don't think he'd run away this close to his birthday, though.
Do you have any idea where he might be?
Well, we had kind of a fight. Maybe he just went outside to cool off or something.
Yeah, well, why don't you two look out front and I'll check out and back.
Okay, Dad.
What did you and Beaver fight about?
Oh, well, I just called him a dumb little kid and he called me a rat.
Wally, aren't you both too big for that?
Well, I guess not, Mom, because we did it.
Here I am, Dad.
What? Where? Beaver?
Up here, Dad.
Well, for heaven's sake, Beaver, what are you doing? You come down from up there right now.
I don't want to come right down from up here.
Ward, did you find him?
Hey, Dad, the little goof's up the tree.
Yes, Wally, I know he's up the tree.
Beaver, you come down from there. Do you want to catch cold?
I don't care what I catch, just as long as I die from it.
He's very upset about something. Beaver, will you tell me what's the trouble?
Not until everybody goes away.
Hey, Dad, you want me to go up there and yank him down?
If you do, I'll climb higher.
Ward, do something.
Yeah, well, dear, I think it might be better if you both did go back inside.
Well, Ward...
Well, please, dear. All right, Beaver. They've gone. Now come on down and tell me what's the matter.
Well, you were worried about paying bills. So I gave you the book to make you rich. And you said you put it in an honored place in your library, didn't you?
Well, yes, I did.
Then I was going to give it to Whitey so that his father could be a millionaire. And then Wally said it was a dumb book and you'd never be a millionaire. Then I found it in the cookie drawer, all crumbed up.
Oh. I guess you put quite a lot of faith in that book, huh, Beaver?
Well, sure, Dad. Well, I gave up a whole Red River salmon of Y to buy it.
Well, I'll tell you what, son. You come on down now, and let's see if I can't straighten this out for you.
Well, yes, sir.
Hey, Mom, he's coming down.
That's fine, Wally. Now come away from the window.
Gee, Mom, can't I wait until he gets down? Dad might start hitting him or something.
Wally.
Okay.
There we go. Now then, let's go sit down and talk this over. Beaver, I think I ought to tell you something about books.
What is it, Dad?
Well, a lot of books have been written, telling people how to lead better lives, and how to rear their children, and how to get along better with other people, and now, how to make money.
Yes, sir.
But just because we read those books, Beaver, doesn't mean that we actually raise our children any better, or that we're better human beings, or that we make a lot of money. It just isn't that simple.
But you said you liked my book, and you said you'd give it an honored place in your library.
Well, Beaver, I just didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Tell me something.
Did you really believe that if I read that book, I could become a millionaire?
Well, I guess I knew it wouldn't really happen. But I didn't think it'd get messed up so soon.
You just wanted to dream about it a little longer, huh?
Yes, sir. And you pay $2.98 for a dream. You want it to last at least a week.
Yeah, I guess you do it that, son.
You have violated the sacred taboo, said Ugly Tango, and you die. Hear the volcano, he screeched. Red River Sam was silent.
Hey, what are you reading?
Red River Sam and a wife. Dad bought it for me this afternoon.
Is it any good?
Sure, it's really neat.
Hey, Beaver, will you tell me something? In the last Red River Sam you read, it was in Wyoming. How did a cowboy get all the way to Hawaii?
Well, he was shanghaied on a clipper ship. Well, I'm up to the part now where these Hawaiian guys have got him on this little ledge, and they're going to throw him in a volcano for his sacrifice.
I bet I know what happens. At the last minute, the chief's daughter comes up, she throws her arms around him, and she saves his life.
What are you talking about? Red River Sam would rather croak before he let a girl save him.
Time for supper, boys.
Okay, Mom.
Hey, Wally, Dad said you couldn't get rich by reading the millionaire books. But the lady in the store said they were bestsellers. How come?
Well, when you read one of those Red River Sam books, you make believe that you're the big shot hero, don't you?
Sure I do.
Well, when grown-ups read those millionaire books, they believe that they're the guy that's making the $1 million.
Gee, I never knew the grown-ups were as goofy as kids before.
Yeah. Better not say anything about it at supper, though. That will start trouble.
Yeah.
Up next, Beaver decides he wants to be a writer when he grows up, and June and Ward couldn't be happier. Are the writers of episode 134 just trying to give their profession a plug? You decide as you watch Beaver's Secret Life, next on TV Land.